This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been an amazing Monday. So we are going to touch on what Susan Rice said. She's the commie we were just discussing. She came out. She said something that should be a wake-up call to all of us. We're going to talk a little bit about the cost of illegal immigration, some things the Trump administration they're doing. We'll get to some emails, dig into other stuff this hour, but I promised you this, and now I'm going to play it for you. Now, communist regimes, at least ours here in the United States of America, there's not one leader. That's not generally how it works. You know, the Stalins and the Maos of the world, they're kind of the exception to the rule. Here in the United States of America, think of it more like a large evil corporation with a board of directors. Many people sit around that big boardroom of directors. There's going to be your billionaire types. George Soros is in the room. You can have people like Nancy Pelosi in the room. There's obviously, there are going to be some politicians there. And there are going to be people sitting around that board, that table in the boardroom, who non-politicos don't know. You'll know them. You'll know the names, but your normie friends don't know who these people are. And some of these people are some of the most powerful people in the United States of America. Most evil people as well. They simply stay in top tier positions in the system forever. They'll bounce from one position to another, depending on who wins the presidency and how this goes or how that goes. But they're never out of the boardroom. One of those names, one of the authors of all the communist misery you see in the country is Susan Rice. Honestly, if I could put a poster up of who I just described, it would be Susan Rice. She'll serve this communist regime, and then if they lose an election, she'll move on and do this, maybe for the university system, maybe for a media company, and then as soon as a Democrat gets elected again, she's always welcomed right back in to actually do policy to move the revolution forward. And then when that regime loses, she'll move again. She's never left the boardroom, but one of the people making the decisions that destroy your life is Susan Rice. You, of course, know the name because you're not a normie. She's one of those types who's there behind the scenes, puppet masters, if you will, behind the scenes moving the revolution forward. Well, now, because Donald Trump is the president and Joe Biden is no longer president, Barack Obama is no longer president, she obviously is not going to have a high-ranking position in the White House. So what happens? Does she go to unemployment like you or I would? No, of course not. No, she goes and sits on the board of Netflix, sitting on the board of a major company. Most of the time for people like this means you show up to a few meetings a year. By the way, they generally fly you out private or first class, depending. You probably make $500,000 to $5 million to $10 million a year, and you do nothing, really. Why is she on the Netflix board? Well, there's still power there. She's making the programming. She has a hand in making the programming you and your children consume. It's not as powerful as being in the White House driving policy, but it is very, very powerful to make entertainment for people. But she's not making policy now. But she did get on camera, and she said some things that we should hear, because we have to understand this. Communists are not bad. They're evil. bad can change. There are people listening to me right now from prison, just got out of prison, have done bad things in their lives, and they want to change, and they're going to change. I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to do different. I'm going to be better. And that's awesome. Bank robbers can change. Demons cannot. Communists don't wake up ever and say to themselves, oh, that was bad. That was too far. Under Joe Biden's presidency, we saw evils from the United States government that were staggering. Abuses from the Department of Justice, the FBI, the White House itself, that we would have said that's a Soviet country in years past. Instead, it happened here in the United States of America. Susan Rice was part of all that. Now, after 4 years of that, 4 years of open border, 4 years of inflation, the American people said, no more of that. We would rather Republicans run the House, the Senate, and we'll give Donald Trump the White House back. One would think that that would cause a little bit of introspection with the communists, right? Hey, did we go too far when we sent the FBI out to arrest pro-lifers because Roe versus Wade got overturned? Was that too far? Was it too far to throw 1,000 January 6ers in jail, try to blow Donald Trump's head off, arrest him in every jurisdiction? Was that too far? Well, do you think they think they went too far? Maybe you do think that. Here's Susan Rice.
But when it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, I agree with you, Preet. It's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take.
Notice the threat there, by the way. I would note that's a very short-term self-interest.
Take a knee to Trump. There is likely to be a swing in the other direction, and they are going to be caught with more than their pants down. They're going to be held accountable by those who come in opposition to Trump and win at the ballot box. If these corporations think that the Democrats, when they come back in power, are going to, you know, play by the old rules, and say, oh, never mind, we'll forgive you for all the people you've fired, all the policies and principles you've violated, all, you know, the laws you've skirted. I think they've got another thing coming. There will be an accountability agenda. This is not going to be an instance of, you know, forgive and forget.
Listen to communists when they talk. The only, and this is not just Susan Rice. Remember, as we pointed out before, the Democrat in your life, the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, have they ever one time, I've asked a million times, I've never once had a yes. Has the Democrat in your life ever one time expressed to you, maybe we went too far? Maybe, honestly, maybe arresting Trump in multiple jurisdictions, maybe that was just bad. Maybe that was too far. Maybe the January 6th stuff, maybe that was too far. Arresting pro-lifers for FACE Act stuff, that was too far. Telling Facebook, using the FBI to tell Facebook to censor a Hunter Biden story, that was too far. Have you ever had or heard of a single Democrat? One, I'm asking for one example. Say to you, we went too far. No, you haven't, have you? Not one time. Because communists don't learn that lesson. When things don't go his way, the communist only ever thinks, ever, I didn't go far enough. You notice how all those murderous regimes, all the murderous regimes of the past, they always just kept killing? Mao killed 50 million Chinese people, and when he got busted for it, when he got criticized for it, he never sat back and thought, I shouldn't have, I couldn't have, I can't believe I did that. He thought, man, I'm going to have to kill some more people to get out of this whole thing. The only lesson the communists ever learned is they didn't go far enough. From the liberal Aunt Peggy who ruined your Sunday this past week, all the way up to Susan Rice, the only lesson they learned from 4 years is we didn't hurt them bad enough. We didn't hurt our enemies bad enough. We didn't smash them. We didn't arrest them. We didn't kill enough of them. And they will do worse next time. They plan on it. They announce it, for Pete's sake.
But when it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, I agree with you, Preet. It is not, it's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump, there is likely to be a swing in the other direction, and they are going to be caught with more than their pants down. They're going to be held accountable by those who come in opposition to Trump and win at the ballot box. If these corporations think that the Democrats, when they come back in power, are going to, you know, play by the old rules, and you know, and say, oh, never mind, we'll forgive you for all the people you fired, all the policies and principles you've violated, all, you know, the laws you've skirted. I think they've got another thing coming. There will be an accountability agenda. This is not going to be an instance of, you know, forgive and forget.
Listen to your enemies when they talk. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So Jewish producer Chris just asked me during the break, after we got done playing this Susan Rice clip, where she's saying, you know, we're going to come hurt you. When we take power back, we're going to come hurt you. We're going to come hurt you. And what he essentially asked me during the break was, why are they saying it? I understand they're going to do it, but why would you come right out and say it? You shouldn't be saying it. Remember the Bernie Sanders clip. I'm going to play the Bernie Sanders clip again because there's a connection here, right, with communists and how they think and why they say it. If you're Susan Rice, why would you flat out announce, you know, Republicans, if they have half a brain, which they probably don't, they're going to take these kind of words and they're going to put them in campaign ads. Hey, they're promising a retribution campaign. Why would you say it? Why not just act nice? Why would you say it? Listen to what Bernie said again.
So the issue comes down to whether or not we ask the wealthiest people in this country, many of them living right here in California, to start paying their fair share of taxes so that 3 million people in the state can get health care. And I think the answer is pretty obvious. Yes, that's what we've got to do.
But we've already seen Larry Page, Peter Thiel, David Sachs, Larry Ellison start to move out of the state.
Oh, isn't that something? Here's what the argument is.
Yeah.
The argument is it is outrageous. What they are saying to the people of California is it doesn't matter to us. We're billionaires. And we're getting richer and richer. And if children die because they can't get to a doctor, tough luck. We have the power, California.
Yes.
And we are going to punish you. Now, they lie a lot, these guys. When Mamdani was running for mayor in New York City, you may recall, everybody, all the rich guys were going to leave. It didn't happen. Now, whether they do or not, I don't know. Who knows? But the idea that they are saying that it's okay for children to die, people not get the health care they need, and they're going to punish the people of California, that is outrageous. And by the way, that is why I will be introducing a national wealth tax. Where are they going to run that? Maybe they'll run to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. I suspect that's where they'll go.
Where are you going to run? I'll come for you. Well, why would you say it? Leaders who are evil have always used fear to move things forward. It's not enough to just have power over someone if you're an evil person. You want to have the threat always looming over that person. The threat, the reason you come out and say it when it sounds evil and sounds bad is you want them to be afraid. Why would Susan Rice come out and say this now? It's not just a message. It's not just letting you know we're going to come for you. It's putting that little shred of doubt in the minds of anyone who might support or align themselves with Donald Trump. Now, hey, I know we were planning on working with the Trump administration, but did you see what Susan Rice said? And remember that this is, I always use organized crime because it's so similar to that. There's a real good cop, bad cop thing to this that has been used in negotiations forever. You need your guy like Barack Obama, who's just as soulless and evil and monstrous, to stand up there with a smile and says, hey, man, can't we all get along? And we're just going to get along because we're all Americans. And I love you and you love me. And let's listen to some Marvin Gaye. But you also need the bad cop. You need the Susan Rice to step right up behind him and say, and by the way, I'll smash you over the face with the billy club if you oppose me now. You better remember that. The threat is the point. Susan Rice has been around politics. She's been in power politics for longer than many people have been alive. You think she didn't know every single word she said on camera? I played for you the audio, but it's all on camera. You think she didn't know every single word of that was going to go across the airways? In fact, it landed on Donald Trump's desk, and he has since called for Netflix to fire her. Of course she knew that when she said it, it would go to the highest positions of power, all the way down to people like you and me. That's the point. Good people don't understand why evil people use threats. Nice, normal-looking mob guy walks into the convenience store and he says, hey, Bob, I don't want anything to happen to your store. I'm here to protect it, to look out for you. I need $50 a day from you. But you know what? Standing right behind him is the 250-pound monster with a bunch of scars on his face and a menacing look in his eye that kind of looks like he would prefer to smash your head into the counter. And, well, as Al Capone said, you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word. If you're a communist like Barack Obama, you need this guy.
But when it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, I agree with you, Preet. It is not, it's not going to end well for them. For those that.
You got to have the hatchet man. You got to have the guy who's warning everyone now, hey, I don't want to have to hurt you. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I do. I'd love to hurt you. In fact, I plan on hurting you. My plan, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to hurt you and I'm going to love it. That's Susan Rice. And she sits in the communist boardroom of this country. Anyway, we'll do some emails next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, wonderful Monday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Had another little debate with Ob in the airport yesterday when we were flying back from Tucson. Because, you know, it was actually Jewish producer Chris's suggestion that I'm doing the 40-day fast from chips. We try to pick something every year, fast from something you like, and you know what a chip freak I am. So we went to the snack shop in the airport because nobody wants to eat that wretched airline food. And I was eyeballing the white cheddar Cheez-Its. I'm a white cheddar Cheez-It man. I like Cheez-Its in general. They have the, I think the extra flavor, extra cheese, I forget. They're really good. White cheddar Cheez-Its are dynamite. A little messy on the fingers, but they're dynamite. Bob and I had a discussion about whether or not that counts as a chip. Now, she said that counted as a chip. I pointed out things like, it says cracker right on the box. She was correct in pointing out that the point of the fast, it's supposed to be spiritual. That totally violates okay, she was right about that. I admit that she was right about that. The spirit of it is, it's a chip. But that brought me to something Chris and I were arguing about in between the hours, I think 30, 40 minutes ago. We keep Dots pretzels in the studio in general. Have you had Dots pretzels? Oh my gosh, they're got to be terrible for you, but they're fantastic. Now, quick side note, sorry, I don't mean to get sidetracked. They used to make a Cheeto. I think they called them cheese curls because they couldn't call them Cheetos. They were basically Cheetos with Dots seasoning on it. Chris, don't bother. Don't bother doing what you're doing right now. They stopped making them. I know because I've tried to track them down online. I think they just discontinued them. I wept like a little baby. They were the greatest thing ever. Chris, if you found them, buy them right now. See, I told you weren't going to find them. Anyway, that aside, Dots pretzels are amazing. Amazing. Chris thought he heard me rooting around the Dots pretzel bag in the pantry. I was not. I had no pretzels. But as I told Chris, I could have. We're not counting pretzels too, Chris. No, we're not. No, we're not. What? Why? Oh, what? Chris said, what classifies as a chip? Don't play stupid with me. That's potato chips and corn chips. From Pringles to my favorite, the Massa chips, to Doritos, Fritos. Everyone knows what a chip. Nobody would ever look at a Dots pretzel and say that's a chip. Nobody would define that as a chip. Am I wrong? What? What? Chris said if you're classifying Cheez-Its as chips, you have to classify pretzels as chips. Okay. So let's say I give you that because you made a good point. Let me ask you this. You got to be honest. God's watching, Chris. What if I got a soft pretzel? What if I went to a baseball game and got a soft pretzel? Oh, that's fine. So because it's bigger and softer, the big soft pretzel does it? No, you just perjured yourself. I saw that in a law show. You perjured yourself. You did. Garbage. Jesse, I think the ruling on Trump's tariffs is a great opportunity to be turned against the Dems. This ruling may disrupt foreign investment to build factories and employ Americans. The Dems and the Supreme Court are not acting in the best interest of the American people. Okay, so let me say this about the tariffs and the Supreme Court ruling and whether or not it's going to work against the Dems. You have to be very careful of something. It's something that I have to be very careful at, and I'll be honest with you, I fail at this from time to time, and I bet you do too. You know the issues. I call you the hyper-informed. That is not at all meant to be a compliment, although it really is. You pay attention, and you should. I'm glad you do. I pay attention. I understand the news stories that are out there. I understand the issues, and I get it. You get it. You read, you listen, you watch stuff. Maybe you do all three, but you are informed. Don't ever make the mistake that you definitely make. I know I do. Thinking that you being informed means your normie neighbor who talks like you and shares your values, don't ever think that he is informed. He's not informed unless you inform him, but even then that's just one guy. Now it's important that you inform him, but what am I saying here? When it came to tariffs, what have I always tried to tell you about tariffs? Because some people love them. I love the tariffs. And some people hate them. Oh, this is ridiculous. It's just a tax. And I've never gotten into the weeds on that argument at all because it doesn't matter. Here's why it doesn't matter. either the tariffs make life more affordable for the normies who don't pay attention, or they don't. And Donald Trump, fairly or unfairly, and it's almost always unfairly because presidents get too much credit and too much blame for the economy, Donald Trump, fairly or unfairly, he is not going to be judged by the normies based on tariffs or no tariffs. He's going to be judged by the normies on the cost of bread, on the cost of life, on a plane ticket, on a people's power bill. But that's not fair. Stop it. You're talking to the wrong person. You and I agree. I agree with you. It's not fair. Tell you what I tell my kids. Life ain't fair. It's not fair. Donald Trump, tariffs or no, Supreme Court or no, Democrats or no, Donald Trump is going to win or lose in the midterms. The GOP is going to win or lose in the midterms in part based on how much normies think their life has improved since they went to the polls in November of 2024 and voted for Donald Trump and the Republicans. If normies are feeling that improvement, then they'll probably go out and vote for the GOP again. If they are not, we're in some trouble. For people who are informed like us, like you and me, that's so frustrating. Because you could, but Democrats, for instance, Donald Trump currently is not getting rave reviews on the economy. Now, it's not a disaster, but it's bad. You could point out, and you'd be right here, the blue states like California and New York are destroying their own economies with taxes and regulations and things like that. And because that's more than half the country, the economy hasn't recovered. And that's not Donald Trump's fault. He's not making the laws in California. It's not Trump's fault. You're right. You are right. Normie's an idiot. Normie voted for Obama 2 times, then he voted for Trump, then he got mad and he turned around and he voted for Biden, then he got mad at Biden, then he turned around and voted for Trump. Normie, he's busy, he's watching the game, he pays attention half the time, he's going whichever way the wind happens to be blowing at any given moment. And for hyper-informed people who wake up and consume the news and you know the major issues, it drives you bonkers. If this sounds familiar, I go through this all the friggin' time because so many of my friends are normies. I don't live in D.C. I don't live in New York City. I don't hang out with political people. About my friend circle, yes, I have friends in the industry, but the people I hang out with, none of them do radio or TV or write or none of them do politics. They're all normal people. And I sit down with them on a Friday night and we take the kids out. We all go have pizza somewhere. And I listen to them start to talk about the issues of the day or politics. And man, I love them, but they don't know anything. They don't know anything. And this is what makes me miss you so much. I actually say to myself when I'm out, this is why I need to get back to the show tomorrow so I can talk to people who actually know what they're talking about. Like I don't even have the effort to catch them up to 101 stuff. There you go. All right. I have things I still haven't even gotten to. I'm way behind. I do want to play this, the cost of illegal immigration, some things that are happening right now with the Trump administration. We have to get to headlines, hopefully another email or two. Good thing I'm taking my Veil Vitality stack from Chalker. I'd never get through these shows. Now, in all seriousness, please try it. I just want you to try it. I'm not asking you to get some kind of lifetime commitment to Chalk. I'm really genuinely not. And if you take Chalk for 90 days and you don't notice a difference, I'm asking you right now to cancel your subscription. Please do. I want you to. They want you to. And they're not going to give you crap if you cancel your subscription. I know that. But the emails I get from people about how life-changing it is when you start taking natural herbal supplements from Chalk, when you start taking it and you take it every day and you find your energy is better and your mood is better, it's just life is freaking better. 90 days away from life being better, every minute of it. I sleep better. C-H-O-Q. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show, but we'll be back tomorrow, and you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's talk about something. It is heavy, but it's also good. It's got a happy ending, first of all. I'm going to play you something Tom Holman said. Tom Holman said many things, but Tom Holman has been knee-deep in the fight against illegal immigration for a long time in this country. And I don't like to think about this because I have a wife, a sister, a mom. I have sons. I have people I love so much, just like you do. And so I don't like to think about the dark world that is all around us. The rest of the world that is so dark, it's just hard to believe human beings can do that to other human beings. But it is not only dark, it is real. And Democrats bring it to your country on purpose. On purpose, not by accident, on purpose. Listen to this story from Tom Holman.
So we just found 2 days ago, an example, 14-year-old little girl living with two adult males who trafficked her. And we found her, she's pregnant from trafficking, being forced into prostitution. 14 years old. So we're taking care of her, both physically and mentally. Despite what the media says, we're not heartless. We care about these kids. I'm a father. And the reason I'm so emotional and so hard, headstrong on this issue, because I've dealt with dying children throughout my career. I've held dying children. I've held dead children. I taught the little girls as young as 9 that were raped multiple times by the criminal cartels. I'll never forget it. When you get on your knees, you talk to 9-year-old little girl, everything innocent and pure is ripped from her, and she don't believe in humanity anymore because you had a bunch of animals crawling on her and taking everything pure from her. You'll never forget it. That shit's happening every day through this trafficking, and we're going to put an end to it.
Monsters. That's the bad. Now, last November, the American people went out, and they voted for Donald Trump instead of Dome. Donald Trump spoke about this. Do not dismiss this. Those real lives that you just heard, how many won't have to live that hell because of things like this?
Among the first bills I signed into law after taking office last year was the Laken-Riley Act. I'm so proud of it. To ensure illegal alien criminals are rapidly removed from the United States of America, if that's okay with the media. That bill has already been really playing a big role in the life of our country. It's resulted in over 21,000 illegal alien arrests. 21,000.
21,000 of these animals. Remember Laken Riley herself, young, wonderful lady. Parents sent her off to college. Some monster Democrats brought into the country on purpose, stalked her. Brutally killed her. This was her mom speaking to Donald Trump.
This is unexpected, but I think that a lot of people feel like that President Trump is maybe different than the version that I've gotten to know. And I just can't thank you enough. You have said from the beginning, literally the day after this happened, that you would not forget about Laken. You weren't president at that time, and you have not forgotten. You have fought a fight that most people would not want to have to fight. Most people wouldn't. They would just say it's just easier not to do this. And President Trump has... You are doing a thankless job that most people just wouldn't do. And I just can't thank you enough.
It's powerful. And that's what we did in November. Again, Listen to this.
So in 1900, 125 years, the murders, the lowest rate. You know why? Because I closed the borders and we got a lot of people out. It's not just closing. We got a lot of people out. Washington, D.C. is now a sanctuary.
Those are real lives. Lives that, that's the thing. How can you quantify how many lives you saved? But this is why, I don't know about you, this is why I talk about politics when I don't even like it. Ha! Huh, how about that? All this corruption and stuff can get so sad and aggravating, but it's really, really, really important that we engage. And it's really, really, really important that we just don't allow Democrats to ever come back to power again. It just is. Very important. It matters a lot. Lives are lost when you give these people power.
But when it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, I agree with you, Preet. It is not, it's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump, there is likely to be a swing in the other direction. And they are going to be caught with more than their pants down. They're going to be held accountable by those who come in opposition to Trump and win at the ballot box. If these
evil. Evil.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
ESPN to fill Sunday Night Baseball with women's sports Sundays. I'm sorry, I can't even get it out. Democrats don't know how to get their birth certificates. Of course, just a lie, a total lie. They're lying about the bill. They lie about everything else. Historic storm brings New York City to a standstill as bomb cyclone dumps more than 15 inches of snow with more expected. That makes me miss Montana. I'm out of time. I'll see you again tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.